Soil sampling is a critical step in managing crops for maximum performance, profitability, and increased soil health. Traditional soil sampling begins with a chemical analysis for the major nutrients of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But when managing soils for productivity and sustainability, growers will want to look beyond the N, P, and K, states Jeff Hemingway, producer and master gardener in northern Beetle County.
But what we really need to start concentrating on is there's a chemical analysis, there's also physical soil properties and biological soil properties, and for the most part, we've really not taken those into effect, and we really need to start doing that, especially after last year.
Excessive precipitation in many areas left fields saturated and even underwater, potentially hindering activity of the soil's biological community. Hemingway explains many soil microbes are key in transforming fertilizers into plant-available nutrients, so determining the population and health of these tiny workers is critical. A number of soil tests are available to measure the state of this biological community.
One is the Haynes test. We can start looking at soil respiration and nitrification, but we can also look at those organisms and how they fit within that system, looking at our PLFA, that's a phospholipid fatty acid analysis that gives us the breakdown of microorganisms that we have in our soil.
Hemingway states numerous partners can aid farmers in measuring chemical, biological, and physical properties of the soil, including the NRCS and the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, professionals who can provide guidance on how to pull soil samples, where to send them for analysis, and recommended management for enhanced soil vitality. Visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org for greater details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.